10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Is the brainchild of Magnolia and May owners Amanda and Chip Dunham.
The restaurateurs chose to keep the trailer's menu small, allowing them to concentrate on offering quality rather than the most variety. The couple displays their New York City roots through their banana bagel with a glossy, nearly crisp exterior and a chewy center, served with house-made Nutella cream cheese. The menu's four coffee drinks can be served either iced or hot and customized with one or more of Monkey Grass and Mayhem's five house-made syrups. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Ellen Chamberlain.
The Shelby County Board of Commissioners voted Monday to begin applying limits of two consecutive terms to Memphis Shelby County Schools Board members elected in 2026 elections. The commission delayed a final vote until September on the measure that would put nine school board seats on the same ballot. Currently, the terms are staggered. The question to be discussed in September 3rd committees is whether to get all nine seats on the same ballot in 2026 or in 2030. If the choice is 2026, five school board members who were elected to four-year terms of office last year would see their terms cut in half under terms of a new state law passed earlier this year. If the choice is 2030, those elected to the school board last year would serve their entire four-year terms. For Bill Dries, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Laying around home alone on a rainy night like this. Starving for your love, hungry for just one kiss. Every raindrop I hear on my window pane, yeah, beats so loud and clear.
To the sound of my voice, this is the day that the Lord has made, and y'all know what Talisa gonna do, baby. I'm gonna rejoice and I am going to be glad in it. This is another fabulous day right here in 91.7, the studios of WYXR, the best studio, the best station this side of heaven, right here in Concourse. My God, y'all, we are excited about life. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. I am your host. Let's have a talk. Let's talk about it. What are we going to talk about? All things about the community. That's what we're going to do, baby, because it's all about the community. How do we move the needle in our community? You know how we move the needle is working together, listening to everybody's voices, working together, listening to everybody's concerns, working together, and addressing the issues that are plaguing our communities. And the only way we're going to get to that next level is working together. Many of y'all know that I am a champion for all things community. Want to send some special love out to the One Douglas organization. Had their community meeting on last night. I was super excited to be there just to hear the concerns of the community, how they move the needle. So want to shout out to the leader, Mrs. Vanessa Llewellyn. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hey, lady, I'm so grateful, auntie, as I call you, the work that you and the whole team are doing at One Douglas and moving the needle for our community. So kudos to you. And then I was able to jump around town, y'all. And I went over there to Pastor Red Wing, Ron Red Wing, Norman Red Wing, I'm sorry, Norman Red Wing. I went, y'all know me and his brother, we have a good relationship. I love him too. He is doing something super fantastic at the African Village. And on last night, there was another community meeting, and what I heard and what I witnessed in that community meeting, and I have some of the guys here today, and we're going to talk about it, was true community. How community had a voice, how community wants to say what they want to see and what they don't want to see, right, in their community. And I do believe that we all have a voice, we all have a part to play, and you have to ask yourself, are you really playing the right part to help build the capacity in your community? And so right now, y'all, I'm super excited to have some brothers in with me that has literally been on the ground working, that is unapologetically all things community. And you know, it's something that when you have people, that's all things community, you know without a shadow of a doubt, they are about the work of the community. Because we got to, honestly, y'all, we got to get back and say, how do we move the community? How do we move as a whole? I remember as a little girl that when we didn't have something, Miss Fields or Miss Johnson or somebody always had something, right? Because we knew our neighbors. We knew the ups and downs, the good, the bad, and the ugly, even of the neighbor's children. They knew my craziness, and they would tell my grandma, and I thank God they did, because it made me who I am today. So let me go ahead and let's jump in the conversation of all things community. I'm super excited to have two amazing men in with me that represent North Memphis Community Alliance, but more so they just represent all things Memphis. How do we move the needle in Memphis, y'all? And so when y'all welcome with me these two amazing gentlemen that's always on the foot, y'all. They just did a heck of a backpack drive that made my heart feel good that all of our children were able to start on school on time. You know why? Because we had people that cared about the community. And so, hey guys, how you doing?
Hey,
you're doing well.
Hey,
thank you.
How you doing?
That energy is contagious.
Man, I love you. I love you.
Oh man, I'm feeling hype.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
I don't even need any coffee. I'm good.
I don't drink coffee.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
I can believe it. People think
that's just
I do.
Naturally bubbly.
It's natural.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to admit, y'all, I will walk in a meeting early in the morning and be like, oh, hey, calm down, Felice. It's too early. Like, oh, no. It's never too early to be happy. It's never too early to be great. Right?
Amen. It's never too early to have a smile. That's right.
It is not. Because you don't know what somebody went through to get
amen.
This place.
Amen. Right? And you know what? And a smile can change or turn around a day.
It that's does. Right.
Yeah. A smile and a kind word can absolutely just make somebody day. Yeah. But I tell you, I wish I could shrink you down, put you in my pocket, take you everywhere I got.
Oscar, you're so good.
Oh,
you're
so absolutely. Good. Absolutely. I need that little burst.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I just try to be a light, even in some dark places. And let's be real, y'all.
Yeah.
We have some dark places.
There are some dark places. Yes. Have mercy, Lord. Yes.
We got some dark places. Before we start talking about the dark places out there, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell your mission. Why are you? Because what I tell people, I get people to ask me, Talisa, what really do you do? I say, I love God and I love his people.
Right.
That's all I do.
Right.
I don't care about this other stuff. I love God and I love his people. And because of that, God has enlarged my territory.
Can I steal that from you?
Absolutely.
I'm going to use it on the radio right now.
I don't care. Do it.
So when you ask me,
so what do you do?
They don't know you.
I love God. I love his people.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
I need the whole Memphis understand that.
Amen.
Look, you can go on my Facebook page and that's my description.
Oh, shucks, man.
I said I'm a lover of God and God's people.
Mm.
Yeah. So I want to introduce to Sama present to others the executive director of the North Memphis Community Alliance CDC, none other than, I call him Dr. Love, but this is Mr. Oscar D. Love. And the D stands for he definitely loves you, okay?
Amen.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Amen, okay. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself as well, my brother. Go ahead.
I am Cliff Stockton. I am the board chair of the North Memphis Community Alliance CDC, and we definitely have boots on the ground, vis-a-vis the hat. That's why the hat, because we want to sing where them fans at. But no, we're definitely boots on the ground. We have been working feverishly for the last 3 weeks, we put on an awesome backpack, which you graced us with your presence. We appreciate it. It was really like a big party for the kids. We had bouncers.
That was the intention. We had slides. We wanted a block party type atmosphere. Yeah.
We had several elected officials would come to see us. Judge Tark Sugarman, which was apropos because he is the juvenile court judge. And so what better to let the kids see the judge in an awesome family atmosphere than at his court? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
We also had a visit from a special person from the DA's office. D.A. Morrow could not make it. He sent his assistant, and we appreciate him.
Fantastic guy.
Fantastic. We also had
reached out with us us with so much love, and he's like, "Hey, I love what y'all are doing here. I love the spirit. Love your atmosphere.
He left some color.
Absolutely." And he's like, "Hey, any way in the future that we can be a part of anything you guys got going on, here's my number. This is how you contact me."
So fantastic guy. Commissioner Shelby County Commissioner Mikhail Lowry, who is also a candidate for Shelby County Mayor. Mm-hmm. Then our councilwoman, the beautiful and illustrious Michaelyn Easter Thomas. I love her name. So she was there, and we had the fire department there. Yeah. We had a fire truck there. We had McGruff the crime dog there. It was just a cool time. And we serviced over 200 people. We were short. We ran out. We had over 300 people there. We ran out. But what we're going to do next year, we've already...
And we fed a lot of people as well. Yeah.
But what we're going to do next year, we're not going to do the backpack. Everybody doing backpack school supply. We doing school uniform, guess what, with some socks.
Yeah.
How about that?
With some socks.
Yeah, you need some socks.
Man. Everybody know I love socks. Right.
and we want you to come out and get your socks.
I want to give some socks.
And we're still going to hit them with some school supplies. Yeah. But we found another need within our community, and we believe in standing in the gap.
Yeah.
And that's feminine hygiene products. Mm-hmm. There are young ladies that are actually missing school.
Yes.
Because of the lack of that necessity.
That's right.
So we want to stand in the gap in that way. We want to meet our community right where they are. We want to meet our community with the things that are impacting them on a daily basis. The core intention of a CDC is rehabbing homes, developing new homes, and of course bringing in commerce, right? Mm-hmm. Being in business commerce. But you know, it's hard to minister to a man about the gospel when his stomach is rumbling. So we want to again meet our folks exactly where they are and meeting the needs that we see that are needed there in the community. Oh, I want to say a special thanks as Cliff was going through the list of individuals that were there. Will Richardson.
Yes, I forgot Will.
That's my guy. This guy came on right now.
Where there's a will,
there's a way. and let me tell you, this guy stepped up and he actually made a way. We were just in general conversation with Will, and Will was like, "What do you guys need?" Mm-hmm. And we were like, "Well, Will, we can kind of use." He said, "I got you. Don't worry about it." And within days, it was done.
Yeah.
You know, and as a CDC, we can't endorse a candidate.
Exactly.
Okay? We don't want to lose our 501c3 status now. Okay. So we can't endorse.
We can't tell about candidate. This is a public radio station, and we'll want to talk about the candidacy, but we can talk about the person that is doing great work.
Yes.
And whatever they're running for, that's fine. We just want people to know that people are doing the work in our community.
I couldn't have said it better. Yeah. So that's that on that. You just put it in a nice little boat. Look, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And it ain't what it
Absolutely. Yeah. So in New Chicago, we see a tremendous need in that community. That community is in blight. It is in a radical decline, and it has been for quite some time. You look around that community, uptown, you don't have to look any further than uptown. Mm-hmm. You look over at Cooper and Young area. You look right over there at what they're doing in Smoky City. You see communities all around them that are blossoming and developing and growing, new housing coming up. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, unfortunately, New Chicago is dwindling on the vine. And where a lot of folks see, well, you know, man, that community is just, it's done. And I don't even want to use the derogatory adjectives that they use to describe the community, but you get the picture, right? Yeah. But where other people see a hopeless cause, we see opportunity, right? We see opportunity. And we are moving in and we are, even as we speak, Will's attorney to make a difference in that community. We just really got our 501c3 status, a week or two ago, we got our marching orders from the state to be considered a nonprofit in the state of Tennessee, May 19th. So when my brother Stockton says we hit the ground running, we hit the ground running. Yeah. We got a free lunch program implemented in that community to supply lunches to the kids in that community during the course of the summer out of Dave Wells Community Center. Big shout out to Dave Wells Community Center. Miss Young and brother Bill Richmond up there. Thank God for them. They have welcomed us with open arms, and we just are so appreciative. And so the free lunch program, we've done that. And as we just talked about, the back to school program, we got that going on. And then we are currently turning our focus towards removing the blight out of the area. We've already talked with Memphis City Beautiful.
Yeah.
We got a date of September 5th that we will be getting that done. And we are also doing doing a fundraiser.
I love it.
Yeah.
So let's do this. I want to go back a little bit because many people that are new to Memphis, maybe from Memphis, and don't know boundaries, right?
Okay.
And so I really would like for you to help because many people know or don't know or didn't know. I lived in Scudderfield, third floor, right? And that's a part of that area. Many people.
I laugh because before we went on, every time she says Scudderfield, she always says third floor.
And now,
third floor. Me a fifth man.
And you know what that reminds me of? Bro, man.
Fifth floor.
You got to know if you ever lived on the third floor, the way we used to walk. We had to walk to drive.
Right. Yeah.
We used to throw the clothes
over.
Right. And then drag them up.
I can only imagine.
Clean. So that's the third floor.
That's the third floor.
You have to understand. So I got it at the mud, baby. Right.
Right.
I get it twisted.
Right.
That's why I ain't scared to work. But anywho, so many people know Manassas High School, my dear friend, Pastor King at Grace. So kind of tell people where is the boundary.
Okay.
Because what happens is a lot of people don't know boundaries.
Exactly. Right. So the biggest boundary line to take into consideration is Chelsea.
Okay.
Right? Chelsea basically splits really Smoky City from New Chicago. So starting at North Danny Thomas, right? North Danny Thomas, go down Chelsea to Watkins, back up Watkins to Levy Road, back around Levy Road to North Danny Thomas. And we actually have a little bit of North McNeil, I think, in there as well.
Okay.
But those are the main boundaries.
Okay, that's unique because even having a little of that, you have different socioeconomics in that zip code too.
Exactly.
Because you have some people that are living okay, and then you have some people that's poverty, and then you have a lot of people that's under the poverty line.
Yes.
And so I'm glad you brought that up. I want to say hi to my good friend, Mr. Red Wing. I saw him on there. We enjoyed you last night, Doc. We still
big salute to Brother Red Wing. And we're going to bring him back up, too. We're going to talk more about that.
Baby, he is always on the ground. Anybody know me?
Right.
Red Wing, I absolutely love.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But no, bringing up the socioeconomic factor, New Chicago is 3 miles from downtown.
Mm.
Okay. And so everyone can't afford to live in downtown because, as you know, the downtown brings the high prices. So, but you have communities like uptown. And so New Chicago being 3 miles from downtown is a prime real estate location.
Right.
Okay? Anybody know in business? Location.
It's everything.
So, but New Chicago is prime. That's why they want it. That's why they want to do what they're trying to do to it because they know how valuable that land is. We just left a meeting in Klondike and Smoky City talking about that the Firestone location is a brownfield. It's contaminated. It got to be contaminated. Let's think about it. They poured poison down in the soil for numbers of years. So we know that it's a brownfield. We know that it's contaminated. We know that people that lived in that area are dying from prostate cancer and all types of cancer. So we know that it's contaminated. So they want that area, but we want it too. But this is what we wanted for Talisa. We want to build new construction housing. We want economic development in there. I spoke Monday to the county commissioners about a real estate developer called SMPO, and their job is to find government locations for government entities. So they are contracted to find the location that they found in Firestone. And I believe they've already cut a deal. That's why they're so adamant about it. But why would you do that? And the Jail East and the Penal Farm sits out on 90 acres of land. I think they talk about 71 acres of land that's at Firestone, but you can get 90 acres already out there where the jail exists. Where
logistically, jail, it just makes
logistically,
sense.
Logistically, it makes sense. So this is something that other people may not know. And I told the council, the commissioners, this on Monday. Shelby Farms Park was designated in 1912 as the area for the Shelby County Penal Farm. It had always been Shelby Farm. It was the penal farm. Started in 1912. So doesn't it make logistical sense to put a criminal justice complex already where you got a small criminal justice complex? You can move the whole ecosystem out there. You can move the bail bonds off of Poplar and blow up. I say blow up 201. We'll talk about that too. It needs to be blown up. TNT dynamite blow up. Okay? But you can move this complex, that 201 Poplar, out to where Jail East is and the penal farm is, where you already have an ecosystem for law enforcement and also containment.
Logistically, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
The infrastructure there is there for the taking. I mean, it just appears to be a no-brainer. Because when you talk about moving a jail system into a black historical community that is only 1.3 miles from a historically black high school, 1.3 miles, you would be able to walk out of the jail and hurl a brick and hit Manassas High School. Mm. I mean, it's an earshot, you know? And let's just be plain about it, okay? What we see right now, if we were to get in our car and drive over to 201 Poplar, is that we would see vagrancy. There's a lot of transiency that's happening there, because individuals that are being released from jail, whether on their own recordness or released on bond, they have a lot of them have nowhere to go. So they linger. They linger right there in that area. Not only that, but you also know that they are building a homeless hub, which will be right across the street, basically, from the jail as well, right? And I love my homeless, and we are going to do things to embrace our homeless.
We survive.
We're going to actually even support that homeless hub that's coming into New Chicago. But let's face the facts. It is what it is. Individuals that are homeless have the tendency to linger and to stay in places where there are resources. So if you have a homeless hub there that is a resource, if you have individuals that are being released from jail and they have nowhere to go, they are going to linger. Now, why is this problematic? Manassas High School, 1.3 miles away. That's an incident waiting to happen. Here we are busy about the business of revitalizing this neighborhood, and you're let's look around 201 Poplar. What businesses survive around 201 Poplar? Pawn shops and bail bonds
companies. And gas station.
Right.
And churches.
And so if that is moved into New Chicago, that's what's going to follow. Bail bond companies and pawn shops. It will be a death blow to that community. It will be the end of New Chicago, and it will be the end of Manassas High School.
So I mentioned this. I like that 1.3 statistic. Manassas High School is exactly, because I looked it up, 1.3 miles from the Firestone plant. Now, this is a question I posed to the county commissioners. I said, would you put a jail 1.3 miles from Christian Brothers High School, Collierville High School, a Houston High School? Of course, they didn't answer. And I said, I think not. And you know they won't. And
yeah, that was a rhetorical question.
It was a rhetorical question. But my colleague, the capable Oscar Love, he pushed the commissioners. He said, raise a hand, by show of hands, how many of y'all want a jail in y'all community? Boy, you would have thought you was at Goldsmith with some manica. They ain't moved. The eyes didn't move, hand didn't move, leg didn't move. They were still crickets, as we say. Because they know they don't want it in their neighborhood. So why would you bring it in our neighborhood? We don't want it in no black neighborhood. None
Amen.
Whatsoever.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So I want to say hello to my good friend Bob Winbush. How you doing? I told the lady at the house that you said hello.
Love you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So end of the day, it really is a no-brainer. The easiest decision, in my opinion, that the county commission would ever have to make, right? Mm-hmm. If they have to relocate the jail, move it out to where JL East is, move it out to where the Pendleton Farm is, move it out to where it was originally marked to be sited back in 1912, and utilize that over 100 acres that is just sitting there currently vacant, and leave our communities alone. This community needs a whole lot more brought into it than just, other than a jail, right? We could bring warehousing back to that community. We could build engineering back to that community. We could bring shopping centers into that community. Yes. It is a food desert in that community. There is a plethora. There is a various array of different choices that could be brought in for utilization of that land that could be beneficial to that community, other than dealing it a death blow of bringing a jail into the heart of it.
And so here we are, as you're leading the North Memphis Alliance. You're seeing that there is a jail here. You've made your request be known to the county commissioners and so forth. But there are so many issues, and like you said, there's so many challenges that we're seeing in North Memphis. How do you plan to fight the fight, right? I always tell people there's unity in numbers. And I saw last night, I came to the community meeting to hear, the concerns, because I just believe as a community leader that I am, I am charged to hear, right? I'm here to go and listen. And a lot of times we don't know what's going on in our community because we don't even go and listen, right?
That's right.
And so what I saw, and I can literally say, y'all, what I saw last night was a room full of people that was compassion, they had love, they had opinions, and sometimes we don't listen to the hearts of the people, right? Amen. And so what is your next steps? What are you looking
at? Excellent question and excellent segue.
Yeah.
I want to say at this particular point, a big, huge shout out to Brother Norman Redwing.
Yes.
He is the right man in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Because what you were speaking of is this community, not just the North Memphis community, but the community, honestly, coming together as a whole. Because today, it's my community. Today, it's New Chicago. Mm-hmm. But hey, tomorrow, it could be Whitehaven, right? Yeah. Tomorrow, it could be Westwood. But Brother Norman, he has the right temperament. He has the right respect. He has the right demeanor. He has the complete infrastructure to say, hey, we have to galvanize. We have to unify. It's time for us to come together. And that's what we saw. That's what we witnessed last night. And that's how we are moving forward. We are moving forward in a united front. Yeah. So we have laid the groundwork where we are strategically planning on how we are going to move forward, where we will do this in phases. And where we will do this, where we are continually turning up the heat and continually applying the pressure. Because what we want is we want consistency.
Yes. And consistency is in everything that we got to do. Because what's happening is sometimes we'll make a lot of noise.
Oh, that's what they're hoping for. They're hoping that just that. Yeah, yeah. They're hoping that we just pop off and make a lot of noise and do a little foot stomping and fizzle out and go away, and they go about business as usual. Let me tell you, for a rude awakening.
Right.
This is not that.
Yeah. We see that, and this is not political, but I see the actions of political leaders. They make a lot of noise before campaign season, right?
Uh-huh.
And then if they win, they're continuing. If they lose, they become crickets, right?
Right.
So how do we make sure we keep the voices of the people loud, whether it's talking about the jail, whether it's talking about the blight, whether it's talking about the poverty, whether it's even talking about our children's next level of education?
Well, this platform that you have is huge.
God is faithful.
Yeah, this platform right here, actually, is a spoke in the wheel, right? This is a huge part of getting the voice out, people tuning in, people being in the know, giving us an opportunity to come before the people and to express what's going on in our communities. That's huge. That's a big part of it.
So, first of all, we want to thank you for sharing your platform.
Amen.
We really appreciate it.
Amen. How rude. I'm so sorry.
It's the community's platform. It ain't Talisa. I'm just the vessel that he used. Right. It's the community.
Yeah, but this is the Dr. Talisa Franklin show,
it
correct?
Is,
okay,
and it is, all right. And it is. All right. But it's for the people.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm glad we made that clear.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put my colleague on the spot.
Uh-huh.
Well, he won't
as he often does. That's fine.
I can believe y'all like the yin and the yang. Yeah.
We are. We are. That's we it. Are.
See, people didn't know it. They think we was arguing.
Right. No, no. That's right. Right. Love language.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like the odd couple. You remember that show?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Go ahead and speak, because I got an interesting story to share about our relationship. But go ahead.
Yeah. So the name of our organization is the North Memphis Community Alliance CDC. The key word in the name of our organization is alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a meeting today. We said, look, we're not trying to step on anyone's toes. We're not trying to get in the way of what you're doing. As a matter of fact, we're trying to get in line with what you're doing and help you do what you're trying to do better. And we will hope that you would
do the same.
Exactly. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. See, far too long what has happening is, and the person we met with brought this statement up, crab in the bucket. She said it's a crab in the bucket mentality in Memphis. And it always has been. Instead of you, if somebody see you climbing up, they want to jump on your back and try to pull you down. As a matter of fact, we are witnessing that now with our CDC. It's from some information I got this morning. People are already hating. But guess what? I don't care about them hating. Guess what? You don't hate on nobody that ain't doing nothing.
Come on.
If you ain't doing nothing, there ain't nothing to hate. Yeah. But we welcome that because we know that we're doing something. We're not just talking. We're just not a CDC in name only. We're not just a CDC. And as a matter of fact, those who hate it and don't think we ain't doing nothing, call Trey Hargett. Who is he? He's the Secretary of the State. And ask about the North Memphis Community Alliance CDC. They'll tell you, okay, if you really want to know. If you really want to know, it's public record. If you think we ain't nothing, ain't doing nothing, call Trey Hargett. Who is Trey Hargett again? The Secretary of the State of Tennessee. Call his office and call the name of the North Memphis Community Alliance CDC, and they'll tell you everything you want to know.
And he said that.
And the thing about it, you know, I talked about, you know, we got our marching papers from the state back in May. And from that time, I mean, because we were already sitting on ready, rocking on go. So by the time we got those marching papers, baby, we hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, we're like Jesus Christ himself, you know, he says the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
That's right.
Right. We have done all of this within our community and we're continually pushing forward and we don't even have an HQ.
Ooh.
And you got
and now think about that. You got people that have big buildings.
Ain't doing nothing.
Come on now.
Ain't doing nothing.
Wow.
So we don't need no address for those who try to say that we don't have an address.
Look, Christ didn't have four walls.
Sure didn't.
You know, I always
Christ didn't have four walls, and this is our ministry.
That the preacher gonna agree with me. This is wrong with the church today. I'm glad I'm on here with a preacher. This is what's wrong with the church today.
Now you want to talk about my preaching?
You're preaching
that. I love the Lord.
I followed you when you ran. And you did a forum right in his
country. I ain't talking about following. I want to talk about the people. Give the people what they want.
Yeah. That was our theme song. Yeah. But my point I'm making is you presented very well.
Thank you.
And then when you got ready to end it up, you ended up with a little preach. You almost started snuffing.
She almost hooped. Did she almost hoop? Did she almost hoop?
You know, I'm passionate about what I talk. I'm very passionate.
Yeah, I watched you. But the point I'm saying is the church has far too long, and I'm going to criticize the church because I can because I've been in it all my life.
Easy, Reverend.
I was going to say careful now.
Easy, Reverend. Don't make me pull your coattail. Come on.
I don't want to get you in trouble. This is public radio. If I get to speak in the tongue, they might shut it down.
But listen, the truth is the truth, and it is what it is.
But what I'm saying
is, stop me when I'm lying.
No, you're not. You're telling the truth. Far too long, the church has been stuck inside the church. They have not been outside the four walls.
Right.
You got churches called without walls. All these churches need to come out the walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in a community and you're not affecting the community, you might as well close the doors. I said this. There's 4,250 churches in Memphis, and half of them need to close.
Whoa.
They ain't going to like that, but it's true, because if you ain't doing nothing, if you're not doing anything, not affecting your community and those outside your doors, what is your purpose? You might as well scratch out the church and put it on their club, social club, okay? The church is supposed to affect the people. You're supposed to be beneficial to the people. And mainly, this is what Jesus said. A lot of people don't do it. He said, love the people. You got to love them.
Yeah. Love your neighbor.
Yeah, and this is our ministry. So, and I'll say this. Yes. And then we'll reel this back in and change the subject before we get ourselves in trouble. But let's be.
I ain't going to let you get all the way out there.
Look. Let's be real. That MB on a lot of churches needs to just come on off.
Yeah, you're right. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my father in the gospel who just checked in from Warren, Ohio. Greater Apostolic Faith in Warren, Ohio. Hey, Bishop, I love you. Anything I learn, I got it from you, Doc.
Bishop, he needs some more oil. Give us some oil, Bishop.
But to finish up on your initial question, Ron Redwing. I'm sorry.
Norman.
There you go. See,
that's all you're about. That's all you're about.
That's it. See, Norman. I'm not the only one. Yeah. She started off with that. So our brother Norman, we love him dearly. He has set the tone and he's laid the platform, and we are collectively marching together. And we are adamantly pushing back on this jail issue.
Yeah.
And we just welcome those that are listening, those within the sound of our voice, to please get with us. Connect with us, because we need a unified front. We need all of Memphis to come together and to unite with us on this cause.
To fundraise.
Absolutely. We'll get there.
Okay.
If y'all don't know anything about Cliff, he is trying to. If he don't remind me of my Uncle Daddy, any of y'all know my Uncle Daddy?
I'm going to change my name, Uncle Daddy.
Franklin, right? Yeah. He going to run it all. And so you imagine when we in the room, we're like, I run this, you don't run this. But I'm going to give you grace today, because you got your big hat on, so you got your big boy underwear on. I'm going to do your thing today.
Well, you know, I am the executive director.
And we can't tell.
Look, right. Right.
He the PR, he the public
enemy. Let me tell you something. Everybody got to have a hype man. I'm the hype man for the North Memphis Community Alliance CDC. Yeah. I'm the hype man. I'm coming here with my
hype.
Speaker.
Let's talk about what we got to talk about.
But you know, a lot of people think that Cliff and I go way, way back. Uh-huh. Because if you hang around us, or if you're with us,
you'll think you have a long time relationship.
We jone on each other. Yeah. We push each other. Right. But we click. We connect. We are the dynamic duo.
Yeah.
And when we are together, we get things done. But the good Lord just brought me Cliff. Honestly, we had a chance encounter. We had a chance encounter a year ago. And I stored his name in my phone. Right. And when this opportunity presented itself to do something in New Chicago, to be a blessing in New Chicago, he was one of the first phone calls that I made. And I sat there and I prayed before I made that phone call, because I didn't really know this man. And I didn't really know what his response was going to be. But when I got him on the phone and I started to share, you know, what comes from the heart reaches the heart.
Absolutely.
Share with him, you know, what I was up against, what I was trying to do, and how all what I had put together thus far, my brother was yes and amen. And he has not. Woo.
He didn't get an emotion. Because I'm going to tell you something. It ain't easy.
Closer than any brother. I can't really talk about it without getting choked up. Because, you know, this brother, he has ran with me, man, and supported me and been the wind beneath my wings, man. And I mean, absolute godsend. I thank God for Cliff Stockton Jr. This is a heck of a man, let me tell you.
What a man.
But anyway,
you would think I'd have something to say about that.
Now you got to segue. You got to move on to something else.
So we're done the backpack drive. We're being a voice for the voiceless that is feeling voiceless about the situation that's going on in the jail. You are really helping the community. We're making sure our children eat during the summer because of air rights. And let me tell you, y'all, that was big time. A lot of our children were hungry.
That's right.
Well, that was Dave Wells.
And Dave Wells, I'm sorry. But then also, you know, last week I was traveling and I was in Atlanta and Alpharetta, Georgia. And one of the things I walked away was saying, my God, they clean. I felt good holding my trash again. I felt like a long way to the next wastebasket, right? But I felt good as I was walking, right?
Ooh, put a pin there. We're going to circle right back to that expression you just made.
I felt really good, right? I just held my trash. And I know I had to go at least a mile to get to the next garbage can.
Right.
But I said, I dare not
drop
it it here because they got it clean. I mean, when I tell you, come everywhere so clean. Was clean. Yeah. And the only area that was didn't look good was where the unhoused had made their own unhousing encounter, right?
Right.
But it was like that was contained. Right, but right. The city, I mean, our downtown was clean.
Right.
Went through all these. I was like, my God, I love this. I didn't see nobody driving down the road, throwing right. trash out of their cars. So when you think about that, that's when you have that community or Memphis pride. I'm right. challenging people, y'all. Let's bring back Memphis. Let's make sure we're becoming.
Ooh, do you remember when beautiful. We used to win?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about it, Cliff.
City, we used to win most beautiful city in America.
And I believe we can do it again. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we would have
I would love to get back there.
Well, yeah. We're going to do that.
Yeah. And I want to say.
And see, I was yeah. a small child. Yeah. I was a small child back then.
Oh, yeah.
But I can remember that. And even as a small child, I took pride.
In our community.
Right. Right.
Shout out to Mayor Paul Young that is really working that initiative. Many times people have so much negative stuff to say, but baby, when you talk about Paul A. Young, the mayor, I love him because I know it's hard and we didn't get this bad overnight.
Right.
And
right.
It's going to take
that's
all
true.
Of us to do it, not
that's
just
right.
him. So when you see your brother, your sister, your cousin, your child throwing paper out the door, tell them pull
come
over that
now.
Dango
come
car
on now. Check.
And
come on now.
Pick it up.
Come on now.
So come on, let's
so
talk about
with that being
how
said,
you gonna clean up
okay,
that area.
Okay, so with that being said, I do want to show some love to Michael and Easton Thomas,
yes.
who has come along beside us in this effort to remove the blight out of New Chicago. I want to make sure that we show some love to Memphis City Beautiful,
yes.
who is making it, the blight removal possible. We wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Yes.
We have a set date of September 5th as the one we're going to really be out in the streets removing this blight out of New Chicago. And see, you made a statement that you held your trash.
I held
because it. You took in your environment, you read the room, right? And you said, I bet not litter, right?
I
see,
bet not.
Here's the thing. It's easy to disrespect what's already being disrespected.
Yes. Say that again,
right.
sir.
It's easy to disrespect what's already being disrespected. I talked to some residents in New Chicago just this morning, and the lady, she was absolutely correct. In front of her home, around her residence, was immaculate. But she said people will come right down the street and throw out trash as though it's nothing. Because if you look at the entirety of New Chicago, it's not hardly a street. It's not which streets have blight. It's which streets don't have blight. It's
right.
not hardly a street in New Chicago. And I ain't talking about just some trash bags. What I'm talking about big old limbs and couches
and tires
and a whole nine yards, right?
Yeah.
So when people come into the community, when people come into them and they see that, it's easy for them to disrespect what's already being disrespected.
Absolutely.
And that piggybacks with the jail as well. They feel that we can move this jail in here. They don't care about this community. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. You know, we can see you roll right over them.
But see, I'm going to say this about New Chicago. I'm a South Memphis guy. Everybody knows me. I was born and raised in South Memphis. Graduated from South Memphis High School.
We ain't going to hold that against you.
We ain't mad at you.
You got to hold that against
you. Because you know what? North met South, baby. Your
that's
life
right.
never was the same.
That's right. You know, y'all say North, North. I say South, South.
The so North, baby. Don't do it.
That's right.
The point I want to make is that we have to get our communities back clean. I can remember when Memphis was a very, very clean city. And we're going to bring that back by doing blight cleanup. Bellevue, North Bellevue is one of the streets that we looked at. And
true.
It's a street right behind Overton Park, Seventh-day Adventist Church. Back there, that street we went on.
Oh, yeah.
We think it's a dead man back there. Was so stinking back there. So we're gonna do that. Because, you know, we have to take pride in our community. That's why we are going
Amen.
To fix that sign that's at the intersection of Smith and Firestone.
Yeah.
That doesn't represent what we want. We want it to represent excellence.
Amen.
New Chicago was founded in 1901, so it's a historic. We know Orange Mound historic, but so is New Chicago. Mm-hmm.
New Chicago is. That goes unnoticed.
Yeah,
Robert Churchill
R. Church, one of the first black millionaires, helped found that community. And so we want to bring the respectability. We want to bring it back to a neighborhood. I talked to it. I don't think she'll mind me putting on the map. Dr. Joanne Massey, who's over 80. I didn't know. She's from New Chicago. She said, I grew up in New Chicago. She gave my address, and I couldn't remember what it was. And I really don't know North Memphis like that. But she said, if y'all, because I was telling her, we're trying to do new construction housing, affordable housing. And she said, if you build a house I like, I'm moving back to New Chicago. That's what we want.
That's what we want.
We're moving to New Chicago. You 3 miles from downtown. Very close to downtown, very close to the river and things of that nature.
That community could be an oasis.
It is an oasis.
Yeah.
When people look at New Chicago, they see problems. I see possibilities.
Amen. Come on now. Come on now. Okay. Amen.
Yeah. We see problems. He see possibilities.
Yeah.
The possibilities. Hey, baby.
And I want to share that we have a long road to hoe, as the old folks would say. We got a long way to go on this, and it's going to be tough. But some of the things that we are focusing on right now, like the signage, right? Talk about it's easy to disrespect what's already being disrespected. Mm-hmm. That signage, if anybody sees that sign that's at the corner of Firestone and Smith, that sign is horrific. It is absolutely horrific. Anyone cruise through, anyone who cruise through New Chicago, it's not hard to miss the blight. So we have launched a fundraiser. We'll be doing a fundraiser. Yes. We're going to kick off your Labor Day weekend with some big fun. We're going to be out at V Lounge, and this is just the first of many. I know V Lounge is in Cordova. I know.
Yeah,
I know. But that's okay.
They got lamb chops too. Yeah.
Come on now. Come on now. Big shout out to V Lounge.
Yes.
Right. But we'll be doing other fundraisers that will be more so back over into the Smoky City area. But this one was available to us, and we took advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Where we're having comedian Oscar P.
Yeah.
is headlining, and we have another headline. If y'all have not heard this guy, listen, first and foremost, he's filling some huge shoes.
Uh-huh.
He is taking the place of none other than the great Charlie Wilson.
Oh, okay.
He is the new lead singer of the Gap Band. This man is named Tevin LaVelle. If you don't know it, you don't learn.
Tevin has performed at Juneteenth several times.
Come on now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on now. So you can testify.
Absolutely. Yeah. We make sure we give opportunities to young talent so that when they become the next level, they remember that Juneteenth loved on.
Come on now. Come on now. Right. So make sure you come out and show some love to your boy. So we're going to have Tevin LaVelle there. He is our headlining singer. But then we have some opening acts. We got Ron Counts that'll be opening up for comedian Ron Counts that will be opening up for Oscar P, right? And let me pause there for a second. Oscar P is no joke. Oscar P is getting ready to go and do a stand-up on the Apollo.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Yeah. So Oscar P has been touring the whole country. He's a heavy hitter. So Ron Counts will be opening up for Oscar P. And then we got two singing acts. Preacher Tim will be opening for Tevin LaVelle, as well as Mr. L.A. Rose will be opening, will be another singing act, right? And we'll have some really nice articles there for you guys to bid on. We'll have some other nice articles there that will be raffled off, right? And we'll be revealing more and more about that in the future. But the purpose of this is to help the CDC, support the CDC, not only to get this blight out of the community, not only to do some improvements within the community, but we're looking for job creation.
That's right.
What we're looking to do,
economic development.
That we're looking to put some individuals to work on a regular basis, going to and fro throughout this community, keeping the trash off of the street, so that when people come into New Chicago, they'll feel the same conviction that you felt.
Man.
That I better hold on to this trash. I'm not finna throw this trash out.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all about. And again, that's gonna be at the end of this month, August 30th at V Lounge. We're gonna have it from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
A day party, y'all.
It's a day party.
A day party.
And y'all, it's really a cool spot, too, y'all.
It is very pretty. Yeah.
It's a very cool spot. And it feels safe.
It is very safe.
So come on out and have a good time, and let's raise some money. And so here we are. I know our time is winding. I wanna make sure we got everything. We talked about all the good things you guys have done, things you will do. We talked about the concerns about the jail. Now we're talking about the fundraiser. But how can people help? Is there volunteer opportunities? How can people help your work? So it don't always have to be O and C operation.
Yeah, see, we are completely accessible. Okay, no gatekeepers. No, there's no buffers between us and the community.
Yeah.
You can reach me, dare I say it, on my cellular.
Yeah.
Text me, hit me up, 901-679-6540. Let me repeat it. It's 901-679-6540. We are accessible. We don't hide behind doors or gatekeepers. You can call us.
Well, yeah, and y'all know I'm accessible. I'm constantly on Facebook.
promoting. That's another great way to reach us on Facebook. Doing,
you can rate me on Facebook, Messenger. Here, somebody calling me now. That's
don't answer.
I ain't gonna answer. Evelyn, I should call you later.
I don't know what they gonna say.
She said, Talisa said, it better be Jesus calling.
Now, I told you I hear my Uncle Daddy. I can tell him when I have him on the air. Don't have all this stuff on, but you know they're going to do what they want to because they important. Go on.
See, I listen.
I'm going to be like my granny. I didn't get the rules. I can't read.
Y'all generation but, still going to do what you want to do. It's y'all thing.
But you can reach me on Facebook, on Messenger. You can text me. I'm open 502-524-7144, Cliff Stockton, number 8@gmail.com. And if you see me on the street, holler at me, talk to me. I'm real people. I ain't fake. None of that. You can talk to me about anything at any time. And my bishop said, son, you look like the Lone Ranger. I am. I'm the Lone Ranger for New Chicago. There's a new sheriff in town.
I dig that. And one of the best ways to reach us is to come out to some of these events that we're doing. Yeah. Come out to the fundraiser.
Yes.
Meet us down at the county commissioner's office.
Yes.
We'll be down there next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, we'll
be down there.
Yeah.
Friend us on Facebook because there are some other community meetings that we'll be having here shortly that we'll be announcing. And that's a great way to come out and to meet us.
So let me ask you this. I got about 10 minutes and I want to kind of knock this out. We've talked about all the problems and now we've talked about the solutions. But I always believe there is a driving force that make us drive to do more. Like for me, an average person probably sometimes want to watch Talisa do all this crazy stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
But they have to know where I come from, right?
Right.
And I have the desire to see people live a thriving life, not just a surviving life.
Right.
I have a desire for people to see themselves the way God sees them, right?
I love that.
That's why I do all this stuff that I do. And some people, you know, I get hate mail sometimes about my boards. And one that stuck out the most was, he asked me, he said, don't you have something better to do with your money? And I said,
God loves you.
You're amazing. That meant it was working, right?
That means
he's having some unresolved issues and he don't want anybody to show any kindness. I get that.
Right.
But you ain't going to pray on my parade because I'm smiling, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So why do you do what you do, Oscar? Because let me be real.
Yeah.
We all can go away and do something else than saying
Amen.
We're coming and to serve or to stay or come back to our hood and be a beacon of light when so many people have already tried to dim my light.
Right. So because I love God and I love God's people.
Y'all hear it here. Use my
word. He stole her stuff and mine too.
Look. I give Dr. Franklin credit for that one time.
Yeah.
I give you credit for that one time.
Yeah,
one time. But you know, we have deep roots and deep ties to that mm-hmm. community. I grew up in Smoky City. I went to Humes. I went to Northside.
Yeah.
Come on. My wife grew up on Empire, right there in New Chicago. Her family goes about four generations in New Chicago. And we all have a love for Manassas mm-hmm. as well. The alumni of Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on now. Walk on by, baby.
Yeah.
Walk on by. Walk by.
Look.
Tell them about our idea for a community center.
Yeah, we do want to. We have some huge plans, some big plans. And we don't even really want to get to, because y'all say we crazy. But you know what? Ooh, nothing's too big or too large for God. You understand?
Nothing.
And that's what we're doing. We're just out here trusting God. And we're just stretching out on God, right?
Yeah.
And I don't believe that. If you're not challenging yourself, if you're not pushing that envelope and going beyond what you can do in your own human strength, then you're not really stretching out on your faith. You're not really utilizing God, right? Because we need God to come in and do something supernatural.
Yes,
so we are looking to establish in New Chicago an arts rec center, right? In the name of Isaac Hayes.
I love it.
So theater and arts rec center. Right there in New Chicago in honor of Isaac Hayes.
I love it.
So,
thank you, Oscar, for what you're doing because it's needed. Our little black boys that look like you, they need to see you taking
Come on
that.
Now.
Because
yes,
a lot of times we don't see people that look like us caring for us.
Yeah. So, have you been eavesdropping?
No, but that's always in my heart. You know, I've been serving right. the community. I tell you, I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. I've been right. serving the community when I ain't have nothing, right? You right. donate me $100, I'm putting it all back in the program.
We're doing right? that. We're doing that right now.
And I'm some days I was riding on E.
Right. right.
So it was many times.
We're doing
was,
that right now.
I was broke as a joke. I was a professional beggar for the people.
You have been That's eavesdropping.
Right. I'm telling
I
you.
I promise you, you've been on my phone.
But it's imperative for the people that look like us
Amen.
To see us
That's
taking
so true.
Care of us, right?
Oh, my God.
And so
yes.
I applaud you. I applaud
Thank you, my
Cliff
sister.
Has been on the ground doing this and being a light. And again, it's another light for Black boys to see Black men, and just what I'm seeing now,
Amen.
Y'all didn't grow up together. Y'all not brothers by man's by blood, but
right.
by God's blood. Yeah. You're
right.
brothers, right?
Amen.
But
right.
y'all exemplify how it is to work together. You're not competing with each other for the
That's
spotlight,
right.
Right.
but you're completing each. I've been watching y'all been completing each other's sentences and phrases
yes.
yeah.
because y'all want to see the best. And so I just say kudos to Black men. Standing up, being Black men,
Thank
so
you.
Our Black boys can know what it looks like to grow up to be a Black man and come back and give back.
Come on, sister. Thank
so
you.
So let me
Thank
say
you.
This.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that, sis. Ooh, you in the house. We are trying to model to Black young boys and Black men that we don't have to compete with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Let's complete one another. Let's Amen. Help one another.
Amen.
We've had enough of going. You know, I did a revival in Norwich Mound. This is way while back. Stop killing your own kind.
Mm.
I already told him. I told him out there. I said the white folk ain't coming down from Germantown to Collierville, Arlington, killing us. It's us killing us.
Mm.
And until we recognize that we got to start loving one another.
Yeah.
That's
right.
what it's about.
Right.
The gospel ain't about going to church and listening to the pastor preach all day. I used to pray a simple prayer. My dad taught me this prayer. God is love. Amen. That's it. And that's
it.
All. When yeah. we learn that, we can get a lot of stuff
And he
done.
Showed enough love because
yeah.
he loved me.
Listen,
yeah. I know the time has come and gone, y'all. And this has been great. Oscar, is there anything that I forgot to share with anybody before we cut out?
You know, I do want to kind of dwell down real quick
okay.
on that. We will be protesting out in front of 201 Poplar in regards to our brothers dying down there in that jail
yes.
system.
Okay.
That cannot be tolerated.
So how can people contact you if they want to be a part of that?
So again, you know, you got my phone number
Give
out there.
Again,
901-679-6540. You can reach us on Facebook. You can instant message us, right? And most importantly, when you friend us on Facebook, come out to some of these events. We love for you to walk up and shake our hand.
Love it. Hey,
yeah.
y'all, let's make sure that we support all things community. Cliff, you got anything you want to say before we wrap up?
I'm going to use the original statement that is on my Facebook page, that I'm a lover of God. If you look in the book of Luke, it said, O Theophilus. That word Theophilus means a lover of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm simply a lover of God, and I always ain't like love God's people, but God is pulling some things out of me and putting some things into me where I love my people, even if they
Amen.
Disagree with me.
I love
even
my
if
people.
They don't love
Amen.
Me, I love them. And I want to thank you again for allowing sharing your platform with us.
Ditto. I echo that. Thank you, sister.
We are famous now. We can say, hey, we on that show, that girl got the billboard. Because we ride down the street with that. I can say, there she go.
Come on, wrap all that food.
I thought
girl.
That nigga was going to get up and jump up on the phone.
All right, Cliff, we thank
okay,
you.
Okay. Again, seriously, folks, I digress. I thank you, really.
You're welcome.
Seriously.
Sincerely.
For your platform.
Sincerely.
We love you, but God loves you more.
Yeah,
North
yeah.
Memphis Community Alliance, CDC, Oscar Love Executive Director.
I love it. So you listen, y'all, I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. I am always, when I mean always, I'm always excited about how do we can bring people together. And that's what it's all about, y'all. Listen, I'm your girl. Make sure you're connecting with me on all social media outlets so that we can all stay connected because we family, baby. And I love having a talk in each and every week, same time, same place. We're going to do it again, y'all. We're going to talk all things community because I care for the community and you do too because that's why you're listening, right? Make sure you stay connected to all things Talisa, talisafranklin.com. And don't you dare change that dial. That dial needs to stay right here at 91.7 WIXR, raised by the sound. What's the sound, baby? Y'all know my sound is about community. All right, y'all, until next time, Blee Bless is my prayer for you.
Makes you move. Somebody say yeah. Yeah. Somebody say yeah.